Laura Smith is from the YMCA of the Upper Palmetto. She is swinging by the microphones here to kind of give us an update about what's going on in the various branches of the YMCA. So let's welcome Laura into Palmetto Mornings. So good morning to you, Laura.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, it was a huge celebration this past weekend over there at Camp Cherokee.
Yes, so always so much going on at the Y, but it was an amazing weekend. On Saturday, we cut our ribbon and officially welcomed our brand new, gorgeous rec hall to our campus. It was an amazing day out there, beautiful day. I mean, God smiled on us with the weather. But groundbreaking, you know, there's so many people that went time, talent, treasure into making that building happen. Vinette, architect that designed this gorgeous building, the Morgan Construction that built this, and all of our amazing volunteers and donors that have made that possible. But truly a great day. I mean, there was over 200 people out there to help us, help us celebrate. Most of our, you know, former directors were out there. We were missing Chet because, you know, he does this little sideline reporting thing, you know, for something called the Carolina Gamecocks. But we missed him, but most of our directors out there, and really just bringing generational folks together to really celebrate all that has gone on at Camp Cherokee and to make this possible.
Laura, explain how important having this rec hall is going to change what camp has normally looked like.
Yes. So, I mean, the focus is kids and building, you know, the future kids and having an impact on them. But it's huge. If you've been out to Camp Cherokee, you know, it's the charm and the staff that make that place what it is. And there's a magic. I mean, I've witnessed it since I have gotten to YMCA of Upper Palmetto. But man, the magic in the air and where I was able to see it on Saturday. But literally, the only building that we have that has, you know, kind of indoor space is our mess hall. So you take the mess hall and you're, you know, you feed them breakfast and then you break down and then you have, you know, some of the indoor activities and you set up again for lunch and then you break down again and then you have to set up for dinner and then you break down again. And so any of our dodgeball, our dance, our rainy day, all of those group activities happen in that mess hall. And now the mess hall can be where we eat. And then, you know, this gorgeous building is going to be, I mean, it's a game changer. It really is. We want to be able to video when the kids pull in the, you know, each Sunday on that first on campus and to see it, because we've talked about this thing for a dozen years. It really goes back to, you know, folks back then with this vision and dream and then a lot to make this a reality. And so the kid, you know, a lot of the kids are like, yeah, you know, and they saw it kind of being built, but they don't understand the amazing experience that that's going to bring to camp. So yeah.
Well, some people climbed a mountain to raise funds
for this. Oh, my goodness. There was a whole group of them. Yes.
It meant that much to them. And I understand you're still raising some funds to completely pay off this project.
Yes. A special shout out to the Eccles family, who's just been amazing in that journey. And they've gone out there twice, and I think they might even go out there again. You know, each time has been some weather or some things that have kept them from the summit. But, you know, perseverance, right? Yes. So we built the building. We didn't get all the funds for it, but we had to push through and do it. So it, you know, ate into our operating costs and what we do. So we're doing some fun fundraisers to keep it going. Obviously, there's still some naming opportunities within the building and our nurse's office and where the kids will be if they, you know, were to get sick and those type of things. There's some different naming opportunities, but there's some fun things. One being you can put your name on one of our cabins. So, you know, some of those cabins are so special to, you know, some of the families and the kids. So you can put your name on a cabin for 3 years. So it's $1,000. For each of those 3 years, so $3,000 total. And at the end of those 3 years, we'll come back to you and say, hey, do you want to keep it going? Or, you know, give it another family a chance. And then the other thing that is super fun, and it's called our VIP experience. So think Disney Fast Pass. We are going to get you out of that big long line that happens in the buildup for 1:30, you know, and then some people who want kind of those first spaces and cabins and stuff like that, they show up even as early as 11:30. So they're like tailgating for 2 hours before they come in.
This is where people are dropping their kids off
at
camp.
This is the line waiting to get into camp. So we are going to give you a fast pass. You're going to get on campus early. We're going to park you right up front. We're going to meet you with a golf cart. We're going to help. We're going to put all your kids' belongings in the golf cart. We're going to drop you off at the new beautiful rec hall to register and get signed in. And then we are going to get you back in this golf cart, and we are going to take you to your cabin. You'll be the first in, you know, amongst the cabins. You'll get to settle in. So really, essentially, think about it is that you're going to kind of be pulling off of campus while the line's still going on people to come in. And so the starting, we have 4 experiences for each session. And so the starting bid for each of those is going to be $250.
All you have to do is show up. You don't need to bring your bungee cords or your hand trucks or any of this stuff.
Because we're gonna meet you where you're at and do the work for you. So yes, you get to bypass all of those. So we had some fun cabin group experiences, and cabin group BC won our experience. We raised over $25,000 on Saturday with some fun challenges like that. But we'll have our link up on our Camp Cherokee social media page, and you can begin bidding on those VIP experiences, as well as the cabin experiences, or anytime, just reach out to me and I'll help make it happen.
That might be a great Christmas present for a mom or a dad.
Maybe totally. A dad. Yes. Anyone who has done that whole drop-off system, it is, and parents are excited to say goodbye to their kids, and kids are excited to send their parents on for the week, for sure. Laura Smith is with the YMCA of the Upper Palmetto. Laura, we probably have about 2 more minutes left.
Yep.
Run through a couple more items happening at our various Ys.
Absolutely. Well, we talked last month about our month of giving. We were able to raise almost $60,000. So thank you to the members and companies and just the community who leaned into that. Of course, it's year-end giving. We're about $15,000 short of our goal. So we're kind of going to do we've heard of 12 days of Christmas, so the 15 days in December, 15 days of the Y, if we can raise $1,000 a day and get to that goal. So think of us on Giving Tuesday and throughout the Christmas season. Also know that you can give the gift of health to any of your loved ones, or the gift of swim lessons, or the gift of a month of after school, to help a family member out. So think of us over the holidays as a way to put that experience in a stocking or under instead of a physical thing. And then check out, next Monday kicks off our app. So we will have an app, and it's called Y360. You can go ahead and download and get ready for Monday. But if you download it, it is going to be a game changer for us. You're going to be able to get on that app, and you're going to be able to look for any classes that you want. It's going to have all of our schedules on there. It's going to be a communication tool. So if something happens at the pool at Charlotte Avenue and we need to let you know so that you can, go pick another one of our Ys to have a swim experience, it's there. All of our on-demand classes will be there. So if you're traveling over the holidays and those type of things, your class is there for you that you can take. And even at some of our Ys, we're going to have that 360 set up so they can take classes even when classes aren't being offered. Because we know that everybody's schedule's a little bit different, but you're going to be able to go in one of our studios, get on that Y360 app and take a class. Right. So it's going to be a real game changer, and we're going to come up to the speed of technology.
I love
here.
It.
Yes.
Well, that will be it will make life easier for so many of YMCA members. So it's the YMCA 360 app. People can go ahead and download it, and it goes live on Monday, December the 2nd. Yep,
that's
perfect.
Nice.
There you go.
You got it.
Laura, we're out of time, but thank you so much. Those are all the updates coming from your local YMCA.